The following is a class on Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 26th Chapter, Text Number 40, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 15th, 1975, in Bombay, India.
Fire is appreciated by its light, and by its capacity to cook, to digest, to destroy cold, to evaporate, and to give rise to hunger, thirst, eating, and drinking.
Dutanam pachanam panam adanam hima madhyanam tejasa vrittayaste tueta susanam kutrit evacha. So, people may be astonished that they are reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Why they are discussing the action and reaction of fire? Generally, they think Bhagavat reading means Rasa Panchadhyaya, immediately jump over to the Ras Leela of Krishna. Actually, to know God means to know everything in detail. Jasmin vijñāte sarvam idam vijñātam bhavanti. That is Vedic injunction. If we understand Krishna, then we must understand also how Krishna's different energies are working. That is called tattvata. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, manusyanam sahasyeshu kosti jatati siddha. The other day I was reading Gandhi's discourses on Bhagavad Gita. He says that I can imagine anyway Krishna. I do not accept the historical Krishna. In this way, so many things, he was a big man, he can say like that. But we cannot imagine or manufacture Krishna. That is not Krishna. That is not Krishna. God is never imagined or speculated or manufactured by my limited knowledge and limited senses. That is not Krishna. Of course, Krishna is everything. But if we want to know tattvata Krishna in truth, how Krishna has created the panchabhut and how each bhut or each material element is working, that is being discussed. This is perfect knowledge. Tattvata. So, because they do not want to know Krishna in tattvata, factually, therefore they mistake Krishna. Especially, they attack Krishna that he killed so many demons, he had Rasa-lila with so many gopis, he married so many wives. Misunderstand Krishna. But if Krishna is all-powerful, almighty, then what is difficulty for him to marry 16,108 wives? Krishna has many, many millions and millions of devotees. Some of them desiring to Krishna, to serve Krishna as servant. Some of them are desiring Krishna to serve him as friend or as father, as mother, as lover, as wife. So there are many devotees, ananta devotees. Only not one or two. Krishna has to satisfy every one of them. That is not difficult for him. Jīta thāvāṁ prapadyante tāṁ sthathīva bhajāmi aham. There are so many millions and trillions of devotees. They are surrendering to Krishna and desiring to serve him in his different propensity, and Krishna fulfills everyone's desire. So, to understand Krishna, Krishna upadesh, to know about Krishna, that is Krishna consciousness movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is like that. Jare dakho tare kaha Krishna. If you study, just like here, the analytical study of fire, dhotanam, illumination, pachanam, digesting, panam, increasing thirst. If you don't feel thirsty, that means the agni or the fire element within the stomach is not working. Agni mandya. Mandya, the word comes from manda. Manda means slow. So the Ayurvedic treatment, they said, agni mandya. So when there is agni mandya, there is medicine, how to ignite the fire again. There is fire within the stomach, within the abdomen. Everything is there. So, according to Ayurvedic treatment, this kapha pitta bayu. Bayu, about the air, we have discussed something in the previous verses. Now, agni, and then kapha. Mucus, bile, and fire. So, to know Krishna means know everything. Because Krishna is everything. How Krishna is working in everything, even in different parts of our limb, represented by demigods, they are all described. Even our eyelids moving under the direction of some demigod. And demigod, they are different parts and parcel, bodily beings of whole Krishna. So, do not mind why Bhagavat is studying Krishna so analytically. That is required. If we understand Krishna by analytical study, how his divine power is working throughout the whole universe, within the atom, within myself, within the movable, immovable, everywhere. Antarjan. Ekappasu rachayatum jagadanna koti. Jagadanna koti. This universe, that is not one universe. We are in one of the universes. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described as there are many multi millions of mustard seed within a bag. Just imagine, if you bring one bag of mustard seed, round, so that round seed, there is each and every universe. So, one devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vasudeva Datta, he prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, said, you have come, you deliver all these fallen souls, conditioned souls within the universe. Your kindness can do that. And if you think they are so sinful, they cannot be delivered, then I am prepared to take all their sins. I shall remain here alone to suffer. You kindly deliver them. This is Vaishnava desire. Vaishnava is not selfish. Vaishnava's real qualification is paradukha-dukhi. He is unhappy by seeing others unhappy. Personally, he has no unhappiness. Why he should be unhappy? He has got Krishna. But as he has become happy by getting Krishna, so he wants others also to become happy, and therefore he tries to spread Krishna consciousness. This is called paradukha-dukha. He knows that all these conditioned souls, they are rotting in this material world and suffering, and the only remedy is Krishna consciousness. That's a fact. Only remedy is bhavoshadi chotramano virama. This was recommended by Srila Parikshit Maharaj, the king. He said that this Krishna consciousness is bhavoshadi. Bhavoshadi means bhava. Bhava means this repeated birth and death. Bhava means you be. And again, you be, not be. Not be for few months. Or death means a sleeping for 7 months. That is the description we get from the Shastras. Just like you go on sleep every night, so death means to sleep for 7 months, unconscious, very deep sleep, in the womb of the mother. Then as soon as another body is grown up by the ingredient supplied by mother's body or nature, then we get back again consciousness. Just like when we sleep deeply, there is no consciousness. There is consciousness. This is called susupti, unconsciousness. And again, as soon as the body is complete, then we get back our consciousness. Then we become in sleepy condition. Then again, when we come out of the mother's abdomen, and that is awakening state. There are three states of conditions, jagriti, susupti, and sapna. Dreaming condition, awakening condition, and unconscious or deep. Actually, we do not die. Na jayate na mriyate va kadachi. There is no question of death. It is simply sleeping or deep sleeping like that. So, if we keep Krishna consciousness very active always, that means try to understand Krishna from different angles of vision. Here also, as you are studying analytically the functions of Agni. But what is this Agni? This is also Krishna, Krishna's energy. Bhumi Rapo Anala Vayu. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Anala, Anala means Agni. Bhinname Prakriti Astadha. They are not different from Krishna. Just like sunshine. Sunshine is not different from Krishna. Whenever there is sun, wherever there is sun, there is sunshine. Similarly, wherever there is Krishna, the Krishna's energies are also there. Therefore, Vishnu, Vishnu means all pervading. The Krishna's energies are spread everywhere. Just like the illumination, Dutanam. It is called Dutanam, illumination. If the fire is there must be illumination. You have seen in the morning, as soon as the sun, before the sun rising, actually, before we can see the sun, immediately there is illumination. Dutanam. So, the energy, sunshine is the energy of the sun, it is always there. Sunshine is not differentiated from the sun. Similarly, Krishna's energy is not differentiated from Krishna. Therefore, fire is Krishna's energy, air is Krishna's energy, water is Krishna's energy, land is Krishna's energy, the sky is Krishna's energy. This is Krishna's all-pervasiveness. Or God's all-pervasiveness. Parasya brahmana shakti sarvedam akhilam jagat. Akhilam, the entire universe, is expansion of Krishna's energy. Therefore, in the advanced stage of devotional life, a devotee does not see fire, he sees Krishna. A devotee does not see air, but he sees Krishna. A devotee does not see sky, but he sees Krishna. Sarvatra sphurayata ishtadev murti. Ishtadev. Krishna is the worshipable deity of the devotee. So, immediately he sees anything because he knows it is Krishna's energy. Just like we generally, as soon as we see in the morning light, we can understand there is sun. Immediately. There is no delay. Now there is sun. The sun may not be visible immediately, but because the darkness is gone, and there is light, although glimpse light. Now we understand this is morning and now there is sun. Similarly, a advanced devotee, because he knows everything is Krishna's energy. So, this is energy study. That one in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Rasoham Apsukante. Apsu in the water, the taste, I am. Because every one of us become thirsty and we take water and actually it is so. The taste of water is Krishna. Otherwise who can give taste? Unless Krishna is there. Now take, there are big, vast water in front of Bombay. They change the taste. Then there is no need of acquiring water from here and there, bringing big, big pipes. No. You take and taste the, change the taste, salty taste. and making drinkable. No, that you cannot, unless Krishna does it. Therefore the taste is Krishna. It is not difficult to understand. So if we study in this way analytically, everything, Krishna's energy, Sasishurjaya, Prabhasmi, Sasishurjaya, Krishna says, I am the illumination of the sun and the moon. So you can create by scientists, they say the sun is combination of so many chemicals. Now you create one sun and illuminate the whole universe. That you cannot do. Because that is Krishna. You cannot create Krishna. You cannot imagine Krishna. That is not possible. Foolish person, they may say, Krishna is my imagination. No, he is not imagining, it's fact. Simply, one has to know how Krishna is present in everything. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Rasoham apsupanti aprabhasmi sasasurja pranavas sarvavedishu. So, there is least of understanding Krishna. Don't say that we have not seen God. Can you show me God? Why don't you see? The God says, I am here. But why don't you see? God says, I am the taste of water. So when you drink water, why don't you see God in the taste? He is visible in every state, every working of this nature. He is doing that. Simply, we have to make our eyes to see. That is Krishna consciousness. Everything is there, present. Krishna, God is present everywhere. Annantarastham paramanuchayantarastham. Krishna is present here. Krishna is within your heart. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishthati. But when you learn the art to see Him within your heart, that is called mystic yoga. Dhyanavasthita tadagate na manasa apashyanti jam yogim. The yogic process is to see Krishna within the heart. That is real yoga. That is real yoga, Krishna. Try to see Krishna within the heart. Then you first-class yogi. That is the perfection of topmost yogic process. Yoginamapi sarvesham madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajate jo maam same yukta tamo. If you can learn how to see Krishna within the heart, always, 24 hours, then your life is perfect. That is perfection of life. That is Krishna consciousness movement. How you can learn to see Krishna within your heart, within others' heart and everywhere. Sabar jangam dakhe na dakhe tar murti. This is one thing. So, this is possible by increasing our love for Krishna. Simply, we have to increase our love. Just like in practical life also, we begin to love somebody one after another, gradually, not all of a sudden. Similarly, we have to increase our love for Krishna. That love for Krishna is the devotional process. Savanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, smaranam, padasevanam, achanam, bandhanam, dasyam, sarvatmani vedanam, then surrender. That is the ultimate state of loving affairs, surrender. Why one should surrender to another person unless there is love? Just like wife surrenders to husband, and husband protects the wife. This is general duty. So, why one man is interested with one woman for giving her all protection, and why one man is surrendered to, one woman is surrendered to one man? What is the basic principle? The basic principle is love. So similarly, our full surrender, full Krishna consciousness can be achieved when we develop our love for Krishna, little by little, little by little, and then come to the perfection. When you come to the perfection, then we cannot live without Krishna. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us. In the last stage of his life, he exhibited such manifestation of love that he was dying without Krishna. Sunnayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahinami. Sunnayitam. Sunnayitam, everything is vacant. Sunnayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahinami. Without Govinda, I see everything vacant. Sometimes we have got experience. If we lose a friend, a son, at that time everything becomes vacant. Without my son, without my lover. That is practical. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exhibiting that type of love for Krishna, that he was feeling that without Krishna everything is void. Sunnayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahinam. This he taught personally, how to raise oneself to the topmost stage of love for Krishna. That is the ultimate aim and object of life.